DOJ avoids naming Biden-linked company until page 21 of Gauloft's indictment. By Wendell Hussebo on July 11, 2023. The Justice Department, DOJ, avoided naming SVC China Energy Company, a CCP-linked company associated with the Biden family, until page 21 of Dr. Gauloft's indictment. Suspicious activity reports obtained by House Republicans show Hunter Biden's business partner, Rob Walker, received a $3 million wire transfer from SVC in 2017. In turn, four Biden family members, Hunter, James, Hallie, and an unidentified Biden, received a collective $1.3 million cut from the $3 million wire transfer. Moreover, Breitbart News reported the Biden family business received a total of $5.1 million through multiple accounts within days of Hunter Biden's WhatsApp messages to SVC. Shortly after demanding to be paid by an associate of SVC with President Joe Biden sitting next to him, Hunter Biden asked a second SVC business associate, Gongwen Kevin Dong, for $10 million in another WhatsApp text, noting the Biden family is best at doing exactly what the chairman wants. On Monday, the DOJ indicted Luft for violating the Foreign Agents Registration Act, FARA, but has not indicted Hunter Biden for the same. The DOJ's press release of the indictment did not include the name of the company associated with the charges against Luft. On page 21, the DOJ finally names SVC in the indictment linked at the bottom of the agency's press release. Gauloft, the defendant, and others known and unknown, at least one of whom is expected to be brought to and arrested in the Southern District of New York, willfully and knowingly did combine, conspire, confederate, and agree together and with each other to commit an offense against the United States, to wit, to knowingly and willfully act as an agent of a foreign principal, namely, SVC, SVC China, and CC1, without registering with the Attorney General, in violation of FARA, 22 U.S.C. sections 612 and 618. Luft, who claims he is a fall guy, is a fugitive after skipping bail in Cyprus in April while awaiting extradition. Authorities charged Luft with conspiring to sell Chinese weapons to the United Arab Emirates, Kenya, and Libya, violating FARA, and making a false statement. The DOJ indicted Luft for failing to register as a foreign agent of SVC, arms trafficking, making false statements, and advancing the interests of China. The ultimate irony is one of the charges they levied against him is he was not registered as a foreign agent, which is the main thing we have said the Bidens were all along. Unregistered foreign agents, House Oversight Chair James Comer, RKY, said. Luft claims he gave the incriminating evidence of the Biden family's wrongdoing about SVC to the FBI and the DOJ in Brussels, Belgium, at a March 2019 meeting. He alleges U.S. authorities covered up the interview. We definitely want to hear more about these allegations. And we want to see the notes from the FBI meeting, Comer told Fox News on Monday evening. They sent six FBI agents, according to Gauloft, to Brussels to interview him. Obviously, they were concerned about something he had to say. There is some level of credibility, Comer added. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter at Wendell Hussebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.